once you pay that one off, don't act like you got paid. All of a sudden you found $30 more in your check. Act like that is not even in there, okay? Take that amount that you paid toward that bill, put it on the next one. And when you were given $150 on that next bill, now you're given $200 on that next bill. Once you get that one paid off, take that amount, put it on the next one. He calls it the debt snowball. And guess what? I've gone from, I probably think I had about 8 of them at one point. But I've gone from 8 to 3. And one of them I'm about to pay off in the next couple of months. And then only thing, and listen, I hope you hear my, I hope you don't think I'm bragging. I'm trying to teach you and I'm trying to help you. Okay? Then, so the only two things I'll have then will be my house note and my student loans. Okay? And I'm using that principle, and it works, and you end up paying things off. And that's what, man, wouldn't it be excited if Bishop said, okay, he came in one Sunday and said, okay, guys, because he got a word, he had, I don't know if it, there were a few of us there Sunday, but there was a word given to Bishop about this building being paid off and with us getting ready to go into that building by what, June? Imagine if Bishop stood up here Sunday and said, okay, guys, we need $1 million to finish it, to furnish it, and to get in it. And because no one in here had bills, just think about it. Your whole check, and you ain't got to worry about paying your house payment, car payment, because all that's paid off. What would you do? A lot of time we think that's foreign, but that's possible. That should be the norm. That's what that should be. The Bible talks about those that borrow, that you're a slave to that person that lent you that money. Let's stop being slaves and let's go ahead and start owning some stuff. Amen. So when it talks about remembering those building, I remember Bishop talking about the city that he wanted to build. And then when we did there's a shirt we had, multiple buildings. Come on, somebody. But we have to think that it's possible. A lot of us, we have very small thinking. We can't see outside of our circumstance. And what will help us think bigger is we start doing, just like I said just a few minutes ago, get you some books and read them. Let that stuff, the good stuff now, paint the picture on your heart that know that you can be debt-free, that you can have money in the bank, that when you retire, you don't have to go back to work because you don't have enough. Can I get an amen? Amen. Is this helping you tonight? Amen. If not, I'll just stop. No. All right. So, Proverbs chapter 13, we read that. 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse Timothy chapter 6 talks about what? I'm going to give you a second to read it, and then that's going to give me a second to get there. verse 10. And it says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, which some reach after, have been led astray from the faith, and have pierced themselves through the many sorrows. Does it say money is the root of all evil? It says what? The love of money is the root of all evil. So that tells me if I put money before God, then that's a problem. And that's out of order, and that's evil. But if I put God first, then guess what? He has everything else. Because when he's first, I don't mind giving when he says give. I don't mind being a blessing when he's. When, think about this. When was the last time you even blessed somebody? Did something for somebody else? A lot of people have adopted the attitude that, what are you going to do for me? When you going to give to me? Hey, I do this, I do this, I do this. When you going to give to me? When is my turn? I've heard that. I've said it. Hey. But now, because our mind is being renewed in this area and our focus is shifting, guess what? How can I bless you? Go into the grocery store. Pay for the person behind you groceries. You got it. You see a person, a widow. You see a widow. Go pay a light bill this month. Say, I just want to be a blessing to you. That's the love of God. That's what God desires. That's what God wants. Amen. All right. God wants us to enjoy the fruits of our labor, but if we're busy letting it go, come in and go out, come in, go out, come in and go out, guess what? We're not doing too much enjoying of that, is, are we? So our first priority is to go home. If you're married, get with your spouse, because it's not your check and his check. We're what? Y'all, I mean, I'm saying we're. I'm, by faith, I'm talking about me. All right. All right. But you're one, right? So you're not operating as two. You don't have your checking account and his checking account. You're one. What's the purpose of that? I got my she money, y'all. Y'all remember that? I got a witness in Midloose over there. No, we're one. What you bring in the house belongs to me. What I bring in the house belongs to you. And again, I'm talking about faith, amen. All right, but it belongs to you. So you're welcome. Anytime, Mr. G. Anytime. And so when you're working together, it's easier to reach that goal. But you can't be selfish and say, I worked hard for this money. You can't tell me what to do with this money. That's the first thing. The number one cause of divorce is what? Money. The number two cause of divorce is adultery, and on and on. But the number one cause. So don't you think we need to work on that area?